Welcome to Fat Chats, or Mo Edition, the podcast where business acumen and community spirit come alive in the heart of Ormo. Introducing our hosts, two remarkable locals who are diving deep into the pulse of our town. Meet Phil Cardo, a master of the mind and a seasoned hypnotherapist. Phil brings a unique perspective on the psychological dynamics at play in our community, and he's here to share insights on personal growth and mental well-being. Alongside him is Monty Van Dyke, a real estate agent and connoisseur with his finger on the pulse of Ormo's property scene. Monty's expertise sheds light on market trends, property tips, and the evolving landscape of our town. Together, these two experts are set to explore a range of topics, from the bustling business environment to the pressing social issues that shape our community. They'll be engaging with local entrepreneurs, key community figures, and the voices that make Ormo truly special. So, whether you're a business owner, a local resident, or just someone interested in the dynamics of a thriving town, Fat Chats, or Mo Edition, is your window into the heart of our community. Join us for compelling conversations and invaluable insights right here on Fat Chats, or Mo Edition.
So this is the first one, Monty.
And first day back at work today.
For you?
Not for you.
I worked last week.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you, bludgeon.
I didn't. I was doing the website. Yeah, yeah, but anyway.
Welcome, but not working.
No, it was good today.
Sounds like real estate life, doesn't
it? Had a whole lot of... whole list of buyer inquiries from over the Christmas break, so that was good. You're fully booked today?
Yeah, we're booked this week actually, which is good for the first week back. It's a week and a half.
Mate, this is going to be a fucking cracker, this podcast, if we keep going like this.
With enthusiasm and the topic.
What the fuck are we doing?
Your idea, mate.
Oh, okay. So if this is a success, it's your idea. And if it goes pear-shaped...
Success is our idea.
And if it goes to shit...
If it goes to shit, all my things are dickheads, and it's all on you, mate. That's all there is to it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You're one of the weird, wacky ideas.
All right.
First is always the worst, isn't it?
Did you see our mate on the Facebook group? He goes, when are you doing the first one? I said, we're doing it tonight.
Rick?
Yeah, I did. Did you ever record in the night?
Hopefully he's not waiting on it.
In all seriousness, there's so much stuff because you work for yourself. You run your own business. I'm running my own business for years. There's so many things coming through on the daily, on the weekly, stuff that you deal with, stuff that I deal with. And normally we're just sitting around having a coffee in the mornings, just having touch and base. We talk about a couple of these things. 9 out of 10 times, your problems are similar to my problems or whatever crops up. People being people, they tend to behave similar in different, you know, every situation, they're just geared the same way. They're just, so it doesn't matter what space they're present in, they tend to behave in the same way. And my biggest focus this year, so I had quite a good 2023. You know that we've spoken about the success. My big thing this year is to strive for a better work-life balance. The daughter rang this afternoon and she's like super keen to do this. She calls it, I think they call it the 75-day challenge. I hadn't heard of it. 77
days old.
It's 77, is it? Oh, okay. So she's all obsessed with this. She's going, oh, I think this is, you know, we should do this. We should do this. I'm like, yeah, you know, get sucked into it. But anyway, I said, that's fine. I said, the minute her mindset shifts from, I'm thinking about doing this to, I am doing it. I said, as soon as As soon as you're at that place, I said, you ring me and I'm in. And I said, I'll be your accountability partner. I said, and you be mine. I said, because I'm really good at telling other people what to do.
Oh, so am I. That's my job.
You know, yeah, so.
It was your heart of the rugby background and yourself on the line though sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah. So, but the big part that I look at, and you know it's been a bit of a challenge, is the exercise part for me.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, thank you. Cheers. So, you know, the exercise thing, but if you've got to do 45 minutes, I think this program said 45 minutes outdoors, 45 minutes indoors.
Every day.
Every day for 77 days.
Early.
And apparently,
yeah, I'm touching everything.
Hope you wash your hands.
Of course.
Bloody hell, we're not in Bali. So I think it'd be a really good thing for me. Oh, look, to be honest, what she explained to me about it, I reckon it'd be good for anyone to do. And it's a complete mindset shift on being able to stick to something. And I think that's, I don't know, you see lots of people. Is that a big problem that a lot of people have?
Absolutely.
Sticking
to it. It's very easy to fall back in old habits or find excuses, or I'm not exempt from it, that's for sure. I find every excuse in the world to do something other than what I should be doing half the time. Sometimes work-life balance makes that a bit more difficult because you tend to lean toward the life part rather than
the work.
And it's very, very easy to take the shortcut or the easy way out, or to not do those jobs, tasks, business things, whatever they may be that you know you need to do. But to be honest, sometimes you just can't. But anyway.
Look. Are we going to give this place a plug?
Mm-hmm. Together.
Where are we?
Down at Vinnie's at Beanley, of course. I reckon the best beaches I know of. Especially when they're straight out of the oven like that.
Mm.
Definitely a staple in our house once a week, once a fortnight or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look. I don't mind coming for the drive up here. Because, I really enjoy their pizzas and... Even if the first podcast literally goes for 10 minutes, it doesn't matter, man. You know what else? We're both sitting here a bit apprehensive because the camera's on, and we feel, oh, we're supposed to be saying something fucking interesting and whatever.
Profound.
Yeah.
Meaningful, insightful.
Yeah. And we got nothing.
Nothing at all. No, zero preparation, like I said.
But the thing is, I don't work in that space of presenting some profound knowledge to whatever. If someone wants me to talk to them about something specific and go, all right, I'm looking at doing blah, 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 I go, okay, I actually can help you with that. And it's very still, okay, you need to do this. It's the same with someone comes to you and says, Phil, I've got this
problem.
Yeah.
Symptom.
And you go, have a seat. Let's workshop this. Let's
sort it out.
But you're not, like all the years I've known you, you don't come across to be the kind of guy that would just go, I'm going to get up on stage or I'm going
to
go. I'm
going to start a podcast in the middle of being Lee on a Monday night and eat a piece while we're doing it. But here we are.
You know, it's not like you get up and you lecture everyone about this is how you change your life. It's got nothing to do with that. Like, all the majority of people that do that, in my opinion, that I've seen, they're pumped, they're amped, they get up there and they just, guess what, they go home. And they got, they're on their own, there's no one around them, they're depressed, they got other addictions. But as soon as they're in public, oi, oi, oi. It is. Smoke and mirrors. Smash that one, mate.
Well, yeah,
I'm fucking getting another one after this. What are you on about?
Oh,
yeah.
No way.
What?
What's wrong with you? Where are you putting it all? Your light?
You're nearly dead, too. You're a fucking idiot, mate.
You nearly did. You leaned in.
Oh, hang on. What?
It's going down the wrong hole.
There's instant karma. See that? That didn't take long, did it?
Going down the wrong holes. So depending on who you talk to, whether there is one or not. But...
I was going to say, it's not the first time for you.
Hey, Adam. This one's for you, mate. The practice runs for you, Adam Broadhurst.
Oh.
Anyone who does watch this, just tag Adam Broadhurst underneath it. Give him a shout out. He's our local painting guru.
And I'll even put my glasses on that gets him going. There you go. Hey, you got
Adam,
no...
Adam will know what that's about.
You got no excuses now, Adam.
Anyone who's actually watched until this point and listened to our incoherent...
ramblings.
Shit. Ramblings. Make sure you tag Adam Broadhurst underneath this comment. Underneath whatever it is. Wherever it goes. Wherever he puts it. Everyone, do it.
So if you're watching it, yes, you would have found our YouTube channel.
Somehow.
If you're listening to it on Spotify or...
It means we probably had to pay you to find it.
Or any of the podcast channels, then somewhere we'll include the YouTube channel link so that you can jump across and watch two silly old buggers sitting at a table in the middle of the street.
Why are we doing this again? Hello, Izzy.
Look, let's cut to the chase.
Down the brass tacks.
Okay. I'm Monty, this is Phil. Our podcast is a casual chat. We're talking about...
Clearly there's no discernible theme as per yet, but we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll work on the structure. Structure's, you know, it's a work in progress, but we will get there.
Just like Monty.
But the thing is, you see how I just ignore him? He just keeps talking.
Normally he has a bit of a talk on the cry, but emotional sort of Monty here.
We're going to talk about Ormo. We're going to talk about everything in Ormo. We're going to champion some of the great things that Ormo has, because I've been living there.
Great things that people in Ormo do as well. There's a lot of local legends, I reckon, that even if they don't personally want their name or their face out there, what they're doing or they're moving or what they're making happen.
I think you can tell. I always look at the end result, what the outcome of what people do.
Mm.
Now, sometimes the outcome isn't spot on, but that's... could just become through a bit of practice or whatever, you know.
Clearly, we need practice. So.
Like this.
Long.
Yeah.
Rough roster, you call on.
But look.
Except for Adam. Definitely give Adam Broadhurst as well. That's staying in. You can't cut that out. That's the rules. But honestly, best painter in all those. No offense to the other painters. They're all great.
So each week, as we present our, record our little podcast, we're just going to do it unscripted,
obviously,
just on a base topic. We're going to go to a local eatery, two lads straight after work. We're just going to get a feed. We're just going to get a feed, and we're just going to talk about a couple of topics that I guess resonate with either what we've been working through on the week, what you've encountered, what's happened. So. At 2024, mate, for me, you know, we're 1 week in, we're already, the positive signs, it's huge. I mean, this is going to be a big year. I'm not joking. I can't show you my texts on my phone because my phone's up there recording, but the amount of feedback I've had, and interestingly enough, one of the properties I'm working on, one of my old mates from CB Richard Ellis, he reached out to me about this property for his wife has a whole portfolio of stock, and he's like, it's nice because the guy understands property, and he just said, what can I do with this? Like, seriously. He said, you tell me, you know, how would we go about basically increasing the yield? And that's what it's about. And this one's perfect because it's a four bedroom. He can turn it into a six bedroom. He'll take the rent from, you know, $880, $930 a week roundabout up to about just under $1,300. It's a fantastic proposition for cash flow and the location, everything. And he's like, yep. And he goes, okay. Anyway, he's coming to have a look at it tomorrow. So he gets it. And that's the bit that I love in my job is I find properties that they're not just your normal run-of-the-mill. There's something a little bit different, something that you can actually pitch to people in regards to look at the opportunity. It's got to have blue sky in it. If there's blue sky, people are all over it. So we were talking about business sales the other day, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
So many people max out their businesses and wonder why they can't sell them. Nutso.
What does that mean, max out a business?
Well, if you're a sole operator, there's only X amount of hours in a day. Yeah.
Just going to be charged by the hour or by the
yeah.
piece.
And depending on your product, but it tends to be your rate, your service rate or your charge out rate is determined by the market, what other people like businesses are charging. So if you're in sales and service and you've got a combination, there's only you're limited, there is a ceiling on what you can, how many hours service revenue you can generate and how much hourly rate, etc. Unless you make a significant change into the way your business is operated. And this is where a lot of people just go, no, I'm just whatever, electrician, plumber, whatever it might be. Now, they can creep their rates up 20, 30, 40 bucks an hour, whatever it might be. Yes, that makes a big difference to the bottom line. But until somebody has the skills, abilities, and the contacts to transition into some very niche market, like if you're a carpenter and you end up doing some niche work, as in antique staircases,
or something really, really specialised,
that's when you see your hourly rates go from the $300-$400 to the $3,000 an hour. And a lot of people can't visualize the change. They don't know how it can come about. If you can't see it, you can't hone in on it, you can't get there. So unless you know unless you're clear about the end game or how it's going to look, you don't stand a hope in hell of getting there. And you'll just be paddling like this, like everyone else. You look around, you look at all the businesses, look at all the majority, 80% of them are all fucking paddling, going around in circles, doing the same shit every time. But the only difference is laser pinpoint clarity and focus on what the end game is going to look like. And I see it in the real estate game, where you get an agent who's working in a agency, an office, and he's one of maybe 30 or whatever it might be. And the boss is saying, all right, this is, you know, for the agency, this is our focus. You need to do this, you do this, you do this, you do this. You ring these people, you follow up that. They're all working on little jobs to make the agency reach the goal. But when that agent moves out of that office and goes, just say, on his own,
or
whatever it may be, and if they've got a high clarity of focus on what their business is meant to look like in a year's time, in 2 years' time, in 5 years' time, then they actually can achieve it. the ones that don't, the ones that don't achieve it, are the ones that they don't know what their business is going to look like. Now, they need the vision. They need the vision. Otherwise, all they're doing is just literally doing what everyone else tells them to do. They can get a business coach, they can get a trainer, they can get a mentor. That mentor will tell them, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that.
We've all done that, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah. And so you go through, you go through the motions. And the problem is, unless you get that clarity of exactly how it's going to look, they can tell you all this stuff. Oh, you should be doing this, do that, send those emails, do this, ring these people. It doesn't mean anything to the individual without knowing what that's going to look like. That's what I've found in business. But I think 2024, I know what my real estate business is going to look like. And it's starting to look like it rapidly.
Definitely.
And I mean rapidly. I've had a shift in my focus. And 2024 is
a big one for
it's a year of reckoning.
Old statement.
It is. And I'll explain more about it later.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch some of the changes as they go through. And I know you can confess to a similar transition.
Yep, very much so.
And the bit that I like about what you're doing is that you and I first spoke about this transition about 4 years ago.
We did, and it's taken both of us.
Exactly.
Same.
But, in fairness to us, and I'm dead set. When we spoke about the transition on your business, we knew that this transition process needed to occur.
Yeah.
We didn't. What was missing was exactly how will this look like at the end.
Yeah.
That was missing.
Well, that's what I've done. With a bit of help from you, mate, Adam, reverse engineer that process. So I'm not going to go into too much detail on camera.
But you've got
when you like to see the end, and then you can work backwards from there.
Correct.
And you have, it doesn't matter if it's a lawn mowing business or real estate business, whatever it is, but you have to have something to work towards. Otherwise, you're just paddling the duck through the water, taking on clients or whatever you're doing, but not really getting anywhere, not changing. One day just becomes the next, or the next week becomes the next month, years, all of a sudden. We just said 4 years has gone past.
It has. And I know that because, interestingly, I acquired a few digital assets on your behalf onto one of my platforms, and I looked at the purchase dates. And
that's 4 years, is it?
Oh, 2019. Jesus Christ. Sorry, it's been a long day.
What did you do today? It's all right, gotcha.
Look.
I got 48 memes from you today.
48? Did you miss one? Actually, I've got one sitting there, but that's for later. Anyway, but reverse engineering is awesome.
It is.
When I onboard an agent into the Easy Agent group, and I don't care where they are in the country, but the first thing we do is exactly the same thing. We say, what's your normally monetary goals.
Yeah, that's ultimately something that's generating revenue or income or whatever you want to call it. It's not. We don't go into business for the fun of it, or we all have our own, services we want to help people with, but ultimately, you're not doing it for free, are you?
The whole real estate game, and I know a lot of people are confused about, they go, oh, you're real estate agents, you get money for nothing and blah, 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 and all this bullshit, but
I've never said anything like
there's a whole subset of society who, rather than go through all the angst of doing it themselves, they just go, look, I'm going to hire a professional. They'll do it quickly. They'll do it effectively. The house will be on the market for the shortest period of time, and they'll get me the top money. And on top of that, I don't have to stress. I don't have the anxiety of selling my house. Selling a house is the second biggest, most anxious thing that a person will do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think getting married is the first one.
That's one. One that's
selling a house.
Keeps on giving one, isn't it?
Which one?
Marriage. Doesn't just stress you out.
Someone sent me a meme about.
Wasn't it?
50 years of marriage. Actually, it was you. This afternoon you sent it to me.
Really?
Anyway.
Yeah.
But real estate, honestly, if you've got a process and people follow the process, as in the agent follows the process, I'm not joking. It's predictable outcomes. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about it. Yeah. Come from an engineering background. Like, I like processes.
Process-oriented.
I am. I'm very process. And so everything I've done in Easy Agent is all based around processes. And I do that for all of my agents everywhere as well. So they run in their own business line, follow the process. Follow. The problem is they all get lazy and they do shortcuts.
Yep.
As soon as you start missing steps in the process, the wheels fall off.
They do.
And then they sit there and they go, how come I didn't get the outcome? Well, let's do an autopsy and find out. It is. I do an autopsy all the time with them, and they hate me for it because I'm so brutal.
Yep.
And I just go, you can't expect this result because you haven't done this, this, and this. You skipped it.
Yep.
Of course it's not going to work. Anyway, I can talk all day about this type of thing because
I've heard you.
I'm very, you know how passionate I am about processes.
Let's use that word.
And. But you know what? I'm going to get another pizza and I'm going to go home.
Okay.
Look, episode one.
I'm not eating it with you.
Are we going to have a top? Are we going to give each episode a topic? Like, we're going to actually title it? And
this
we're
one
going
can just be called what part? Or something similar.
Done.
Right? WTF. Everyone knows what that means.
WTF.
Most people already know us. They're not well enough to know we're bloody. Yeah. The best of times anyway.
So keep jump into our Fat Chats Facebook group and
say hello to Adam Broadhurst. Definitely say hello to Adam Broadhurst.
Give Adam a shout out.
Yep.
And
find his name in the group. Tag him straight away. Don't even say anything, just tag him.
Just continually tag him.
I come through, mate.
Sorry.
It's all good.
Special podcast is here. Give me a 5 pieces of.
Yeah. So
next week we'll be back with a little bit more clarity, a little bit more structure, and hopefully won't be just two idiots waffling back and forth about God knows what.
As long as it's all my waffle, who cares? Yeah, it'll be better.
It will have to be better.
I have faith that this can only improve. It can't go the other way.
Oh well.
All right, over and out.
Yep.